Welcome to the Manifesting Mum podcast. I'm Gemma Bernad, the Manifesting Mum. Listen up, gorgeous soul. Manifesting is an inside job. If you want to transform your life, you must transform yourself first. Why? Because you don't manifest what you think, you manifest what you believe. And I'm here to help you change your beliefs so you can create anything you want. In these episodes, we're going to dive deep into all things manifesting and mindset with a dash of woo-woo. So if you're the type of mum that's sick of feeling unfulfilled, tired of being overwhelmed, and is totally ready to wake up every day loving life, then it's your time to learn how to make it all happen with courage, confidence, and most importantly, with love. This is going to be life-changing, so let's do this. Well, hello there, beautiful manifesting mums, and welcome to the Manifesting Mum podcast. You're here with me, Gemma Bernad, the Manifesting Mum, and as always, I'm just like completely excited, blessed, grateful, feeling all the feels to be here with you today and to have the absolute privilege of being able to talk to you about something I've got to tell you has been an epic struggle and challenge for me over the years. Really has been. But if you are a first-time listener, I wanted to welcome you to the Manifesting Mum podcast. Thank you for being here. If you haven't already listened to this podcast episode, then go back and listen to episode one. That's where it all began. There is so much here for you to dive into, but I've got four episodes that kick off the Manifesting Mum podcast that really kind of set the framework or the groundwork for this entire podcast. So highly encourage you to do that. But if you're one of my faithful, loyal listeners, so much love and gratitude for you too. Thank you for being here again for this episode and for allowing me to help you kick off the year 2020. Wow. Kicking this off with the best of intentions and really setting you up so that this year is the year that is all about you and you manifesting everything that you want to create in your life this year, which I know that it can be, as I've said before, and I think you'll hear me say this a lot this year, this deep knowing that the energy around 2020 is just, God, going to be incredible. Like, if you are someone that is clear about what you want to create and you are doing the internal transformative work, strap your seatbelts on because you're in for the ride of your life. And that's not to say that those that aren't doing the work and that aren't clear are going to have a bad year or anything. I just really feel like those of you that just know what you want and are so ready for it, it's just going to happen for you. It really, really is. Anyway, that's the positive expectation and that is the intention and the energy that I am holding space for. And if you are with me on that, I would highly encourage you to nurture that belief because we manifest what we believe. And if you believe it's going to be an incredible year, then my darling, it will be an incredible year. But here's where I want to go with you today because I'm going to speak from personal experience a lot with this one because impatience has been something that has really been a core part of my identity for my entire life. I know why. And I see it with so many people. I have had conversations with my recent clients lately. You know, when is it coming? When's it going to happen? When's it my turn? And they're all signs and language that point directly to impatience. And it's not that experiencing impatience is a bad thing. I highly encourage all of my clients and my students to lean into whatever emotion they're experiencing. That is a core part of the work that I do with people because otherwise when we numb it, it doesn't mean it goes away. It just sits underneath the surface, underneath the bonnet and just burbles away subconsciously, still dictating our energy. And that still then blocks and resists the flow of what we want into our life. So I say it's better up on the surface. Okay. It is absolutely better up on the surface where you can deal with it. So if you're experiencing impatience, just know you're not alone and it's okay that you're there. Okay. Acknowledge that it's there. I'm going to talk to you about that too, because I really want to go into how to manage impatience when you're manifesting. Because if you're listening to this, particularly if you're listening to this around the time that I release it, which is end of January of 2020, very good chance that you are in the excitement phase, okay, of manifesting. It's a new year. It's like we, for some reason, it's like we draw this line in the sand, even though it's like just another day. It's just another minute. When it ticks over midnight, becomes 12:01 on the 1st of January, it's almost like we leave the old energy of the previous year behind and we're ready for the new, which is so interesting to me, but that's like completely another conversation. But you've been in that excitement stage. You've set some goals, some dreams, some desires. Maybe you're clear on your vision. Maybe you're getting clear on your vision. You might have created your vision board. You've been, you know, doing all your manifestation rituals. You're in that exciting phase where it's like dreaming. What's possible? What will the year look like? And then what inevitably starts to creep in is the one question everybody asks. When is it going to happen? And I'm telling you now, if you haven't asked yourself that question yet, it will come up at some point throughout the course of this year. Maybe not quite yet, but it will. Okay, it will happen. Maybe some of the bigger things that you've been looking at manifesting, you've got some, you know, a little bit more patience because that time frame seems like you set the expectation that that time frame is further in the distance. But maybe there's some things already that you're like, oh man, when is this going to happen? Is this going to happen? All of that doubt, all of that self-talk and that dialogue starts to creep in. And so when you start asking yourself the question, when is it going to happen? When's it going to be my time? When is it going to show up? They are the first telltale signs that you are getting into a space of experiencing what we understand to be the word impatience. And as I said, I know this only too well. I really do, because it's been such a core part of my identity for so long, is this frustration, sometimes anger and annoyance at the delay of what I want showing up. You know, whether that's something like a big dream that's further off, or whether it's like I'm sitting here waiting for someone to respond to a text message, or I'm waiting for someone else to, you know, get ready or do something. And that's when the frustration starts to bubble to the surface. And then I get frustrated with myself for being frustrated, and it just goes around into this really negative loop and cycle. And particularly in 2019, this was something that really came to the surface for me so that I could really start to deal with it. And I'm going to tell you, it's a work in progress, but I mean, I believe everything is a work in progress, so it's totally fine. I'm not going to sit here and say, I am now a patient person and I never get frustrated. That's not true. That will not be true for me. It'll probably never be true for any human being, okay? We're all having human experiences. And, you know, that frustration at the delay, the perceived delay of something arriving, I think is a very, you know, natural response for us in the way that we have conditioned to operate in this world. So don't be like beating yourself up, sister, if you're someone who identifies with being an impatient person. But, and that you're like, I should be patient, because there's your impatience showing up again. But what I think is most important for me to say right here, right now, is that it's actually not about transitioning to being a patient person. It's about being on the journey of learning and practicing patience. So it's not like, you know, you get to the point where you go, I'm a patient person. But it's definitely about being on that trajectory and that pathway towards a level of patience. And that's exactly what I embrace, and that's exactly how I see my journey unfold, okay? So I want to go into a little bit about why it is that impatience really is a very kind of natural and normal thing that we experience. Why it is that we experience impatience on a mental level. And I want to give you a bit of an idea about, I think, what I really have determined to be some of the imperative practices to put into place to be on that journey of learning to be more connected to patience than impatience. So I want to share that with you today to help you as you go throughout the course of your year and further on, so that you can really start to let go of that frustration that you feel and let go of that perceived notion of delay, okay? Because I think that really is the root cause of all of this, okay? So, as I said, like, impatience is really built on this premise that something that you want to show up in your life, want to experience, want to have arrive, hasn't turned up in the time frame that you've expected. therefore denoting that there has been a delay in that. And it's that delay in that that is causing you to feel that annoyance and frustration and that anger. But that is all built on the foundation of one premise. And I'm going to get a little bit esoterical with you, and I hope you can follow this, but it's built on one foundation, one premise, and that is the premise of time. Okay? Now, time, I want you to understand this. No, I don't. Yeah, okay, I'm going to rephrase that. I don't want you to understand. You don't need to understand anything, but I want to plant this seed in your mind for you to ponder and for you to think about. Time is not real. Time is only a human construct. It is something that we human beings came up with many, 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 many years ago that allows us to measure our experience of moments. And it is this construct of time that really causes so much angst for people. And that's why I want to start here. Because if you can start to question what time is and its truth and understand and relate to it differently, then a lot of these frustrations that you will experience will actually start to dissipate and fall away, all of their own volition, without you having to force anything, without you having to like make yourself a patient person. Because making yourself a patient person really is like a doing, like an action, like a behavior. But if you can change the internal machinations of your relationship with time, then you will then be a different person. You won't be doing the do, so you can have a different experience. You will be that person, and that will in turn give you a different experience. So I want to circle back. Time is something that human beings came up with. The universe doesn't understand time. And you only know, and I use this all the time, but this really has, it helps me a lot. When I think about the universe and I think about what is the purest manifestation of the universe in our physical 3D world, I always think about nature. Okay, I always go to nature. I always go predominantly to, you know, trees and flowers and some animals as well, to really just take some of these concepts that seem really elusive and esoteric and intangible and bring them to life. Now, if you have ever, and by the way, I would highly encourage you to do this, and it might sound strange, but if you've ever, like I go, at the moment, my preferred form of like exercise is walking. So I spend a lot of time outside in nature. So I do this. I often stop when I'm walking and I'll just sit and be with a tree. You can laugh all you want at that. Even I started to chuckle as I said that statement. I never in a million years, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, if you had have said, Gemma, you will on the daily stop and be with a tree, I would have laughed at you. But I do, because I think there's a lot to be learned from that. A tree doesn't have any memory of its experience from 2 seconds ago, let alone 2 years ago. It doesn't remember being planted. It doesn't remember being a little seedling that grew into a tiny little tree that then sprouted into a bigger tree. It also has no expectation about the future. It doesn't think, oh, when's it going to rain next? Or is this, you know, am I still going to be planted here tomorrow? What if a car hits me on the side of the road? What if I get knocked down? It doesn't have that level of consciousness and awareness. It knows one thing and one thing only, and that is the now. It just knows the now. So it has no expectation, which means it can't experience anything other than this very present moment. It's also not conscious, so it doesn't have the same thoughts that we have, despite what the cartoons might depict for our children. Trees don't talk, nor do they think. Okay? But they are energy. And that energy exists in one space and one space only. Doesn't exist in the past, it doesn't exist in the future, it exists in the now. And this is a really important construct and really important principle to understand and to start to lean into practicing and really exploring some more. Because when you get this, this is when impatience will start to become something that actually doesn't even make sense. Because impatience is the frustration at the delay of something that doesn't even exist coming into your, like, and you experiencing the future that doesn't even exist. Like, it's almost insanity to get frustrated at something that doesn't even exist. Because what exists is right now in this moment. That's it. The now is the only thing. But the complexity arises for so many of us because we have this conscious mind, this capacity, and subconscious mind, this capacity to actually reflect on the past, what we have termed the past, which doesn't exist. The past is not real. It only exists as a figment of our memory. But that's a gift, and that can be a curse as well. Because it allows our mind to wander to things that have happened before and to think about them as though they are happening right now, which is why particularly, I'm going to go to the extreme, but particularly when you see or hear of people that have suffered with extreme post-traumatic stress disorder, effectively they are reliving past moments as though they are happening right now and actually experiencing that viscerally. So they're having a physical response to that. That's how clever our mind is, that it's got the capacity to do that. But it's also got the capacity to think about things that haven't even occurred in the future. Again, that can be a gift and a curse. If you utilize your mind in the best way possible, it can be an absolute gift for you. But what generally happens is this. We go into this space, which I'm sure you all have been doing and are doing right now, of visioning and thinking about what the future holds for us, what this year is going to bring for us. We get excited about it. We feel all the feels about it, right? And then we trick ourselves, by the way, this is the ego part of your mind, tricks you into thinking that that moment in the future, when you have, you know, the, you know, business success, when you have the better relationship with your husband, when you've lost the weight, when you're traveling more, when the kids are older, whatever it is that you're manifesting, okay? The mind tricks you into believing that that moment in the future is better than the moment you're living right here, right now. And that is when the frustration occurs. And now hopefully you can see what a crazy concept that is. That is a moment in time that doesn't even exist, okay? Isn't even real. That may or may not even happen. You're banking on that moment being better than the moment you are experiencing right now, because that's all that you can possibly experience, because that's all that exists is right now. And so your mind says, you know what? That moment in the future, when you have, will be better than this moment, because you'll be happier then, more peaceful, there'll be more freedom, there'll be more whatever. The when I have, then I have epidemic that we live in, that is a conditioned program of the mind that operates for all of us at some level. Some people have got a heightened level of awareness with this and they manage that better and don't attach to it. But majority of people, most people tap into that and think, when this happens, then this happens, which means that moment will be better than the moment I'm experiencing right now. And it's about finding a balance with that. And that's when impatience starts to play out. But if you understand that I can use the power of my mind to think about and vision what I want in my life and then live in the present moment as though it has already happened, then all of a sudden the impatience starts to go away, because no longer are you waiting for that future moment to be better than the moment that you have right now, because you've created this moment right now to be as best as it can be. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to give you a little shortcut. This is something that I've been saying to myself and a question I've been asking myself. It's not even a question, it's a rhetorical question. When I find my mind wandering, I ask myself, is there a better moment than right here, right now? Or I make the statement, there's no better moment than this moment right here, because there isn't any better moment than this moment right here, because nothing else actually exists. And when I connect in with that question and stay aligned and present and mindful, all of a sudden the impatience starts to go away, because I'm no longer in this expectation that that moment is going to be better than this moment right now. I am fully present to this moment is the best moment of my life because it's the only one that actually exists. And that has really, really helped me to shift into that space of really being present with where I'm at right now and making the most of this moment. So I'm no longer waiting for something better to come along. Now that's it. For me, that programming is there from being a young child. And it's the root cause of that is that obviously, particularly in the years leading up to my mum passing away, were very difficult. My mum was incredibly ill. There was a lot of uncertainty, okay, in that moment. There was a lot of fear in that moment. So there was always like, is the next moment going to be better? What will the future hold? And then when mum finally did die, it was so painful. It was like the next moment has to be better. It has to be better. I need it to be better. There was so much desperation for me. And my impatience was really fueled and fostered in that stage in my life. And it becomes a conditioned program in your mind that just repeats itself. And you become so identified with the next moment has to be better than this moment that you just default to that programming every single day for every circumstance. And that's exactly what was happening for me. It was exactly what was happening. Whenever I was triggered by any sort of discomfort or pain, it was like impatience. It's got to change. It's got to be better. This is, you know, when this happens, then it'll be better. And that impatience, when it wasn't happening at the speed I wanted because I was in pain, you know, when that was happening, the impatience was just so fueled at that point in time. Okay? So fueled in that point in time. So I just wanted to really set that foundation for you and really start to introduce you to that construct, that concept of understanding that time is just a human construct and the fact that it's not real. And the only thing that exists is the moment that we're in right now. And that your belief that the next moment is going to be better than this moment is actually what's causing you to feel frustration, which is causing you to fuel that impatience. If you get that and start to work on that underlying understanding, then no longer do you have to like force yourself to not feel frustrated. The frustration just starts to evaporate because you understand that the next moment doesn't exist and nor is it guaranteed to be any better than where you're at. So you start to make the most of the moment you're in right now. You start to infuse what you want to experience into this moment right now. And that's what manifesting is all about. Manifesting is not about waiting for a future experience and a future moment to come in and grace your life to make you feel anything. Because it doesn't do that. It just doesn't, and it's no guarantee. Manifesting is, you know, I really think God's way of really forcing us to be present and mindful and love our life exactly as it is, to really tap into our inner truth that we are, everything is perfect, everything is as it should be. I really think that, you know, it's God's way of saying, be happy right now. Don't wait for a future moment. I really feel like it is. That's what manifesting is all about. It's not about waiting any longer for anything. It's about practicing and learning to experience the joy, the love, the abundance, the peace, the ultimate peace and freedom in this moment, regardless of your circumstances. Because when you do that, then you actually elevate your energy to a place that you are aligning with that future moment that you expect is going to be better. And I hope that you get that. I hope that you can see that connection and how that actually works and how important that is. So it begs the question then, how do you then manage that impatience? And I've alluded to some of these things already, but let me make it really, really clear for you. Number one amongst all of this is most importantly, I think, and I've said this and I use this with my clients, is when you're experiencing impatience, bring it to the surface. Don't push it away. Don't try and change the frustration straight away. Identify it, be present to it, be aware of it. And when you do that, it really does change your relationship with it because impatience is just a feeling of frustration and frustration is just an emotion and emotion is just energy moving through your body. That's all it is. It's just that we've labeled it to be this and there's a negative spin on that. Okay. It's like we say, oh, well, love is good emotion. Okay. But it's not. They're all just emotions. And they just sit on different ends of the emotional scale. That's it. It's like, don't, you know, really buy into it as negative or positive or anything like that. It just is what it is. And when you do that, it's just changing your relationship with that emotion really just changes so much. And that's why I teach so much of this because, you know, we're so quick to, I don't want to feel this. Oh, I don't want to feel this. I don't want to feel this. I don't want to feel this. Change it, change it, change it, change it. Got to be positive, got to be positive. And what we don't realize is that the gateway to positive in inverted commas is actually to feel what you're feeling. Don't numb it. Okay? Don't numb it. Feel it. I said this to a client today as I was doing her RTT session. You know, if you suppress it, it stays in your body. So don't suppress it, express it. That's my new saying. Don't suppress it, express it. And I think that's such a really, really important part, okay? So that's one of the first things I'd really encourage you to do in managing this, okay? The next thing that's really, really important, okay, is to really understand that you are being destination focused. So bring it back to the journey. It's not about arriving at a certain point in time, then everything will be great. It's actually about the daily journey, living in the present moment, experiencing each moment to its fullest, as much as you possibly can. And when you do that and you become journey focused, life becomes better straight away. Your experience of, you know, your business changes straight away. Your experience of your relationships change straight away. Your experience of your own health changes straight away. Everything changes when you become more focused on your daily experience of life and less on the destination that you're trying to reach. Doesn't mean there's not a time and place to be destination focused. And I like very important because it's a reprogramming tool that you can use. But please, you've got to bring it back to the journey. Otherwise, you're constantly waiting in this state of anticipation for something to arrive that just never arrives. The future never arrives. Please get that. The future never arrives because everything is just in the now. The next important concept to managing impatience is to understand that impatience is actually being misaligned with what you want. So, because I'm telling you right now, if we go to that place in the future where you're experiencing whatever it is that you're intending on manifesting, you will not be feeling impatient because you'll have it. So you won't be feeling impatient because there'll be no delay. So don't, like, once you've acknowledged it and gone through it, it's time to shift it. Impatience is being misaligned. So get into a space of alignment, which means feel how you think you would feel in that future moment right now in the only moment that exists. Feel that way now. Act as if it's already happened. Energetically align and feel into that space. Raise your vibration to the frequency of what you're trying to attract. What is that frequency? How will you feel when you have that thing in your life? That's the frequency. That's the question you ask yourself. The other thing I would do as well, because I truly believe this about impatience, I also think that impatience, that frustration at that delay comes about because we doubt that it's actually going to manifest. We need physical proof in order to believe that it's going to happen. It's very normal and natural for the mind to go to that place. So I say turn that impatience into expectation. And I don't mean expectation like I'm going to sit around and wait for that to happen. When you live in a state of positive expectation, it's just everything is as it should be and everything that is coming my way is amazing and as it should be. You just live in a state of knowing good things happening. Good things are happening. Good things happen right now, are happening, will happen, all that kind of stuff. So just shift that and live in this space of positive expectation and alignment. That's all energy. It's all feelings. And I'm telling you right now, the best way to ground yourself in the present moment, which really is the tool, the key tool for managing impatience, is gratitude. Because remember I said to you, you know, impatience at its core is really believing that the next moment is going to be better than this one. Okay? But that's no guarantee. So practice being grateful for the moment you have right now. Practice leaning into and feeling that gratitude for exactly where you're at right now. And we can do that. In fact, let's do an exercise right now with that. Okay. So if you're not driving, obviously you can't do that or pull over to the side of the road. We're just going to do like a minute. Okay. Just a minute's exercise. All right. So all I want you to do is just close your eyes if you can. And I just want you to put your hand over your heart. And just let your breathing settle into its natural state. And just feel your heart beating. As you just connect with your heart beating, I just want you to notice any sounds that are around you. And as you notice your breathing, feel the soft and gentle rise and fall of your stomach and feel your heart beating and notice the sounds around you. Perhaps there's kids screaming, laughing, TV, my voice, birds, traffic. Just notice straight away just that peace that comes in when you're staying fully grounded, present. It's not a feeling of waiting anymore. It's just being. And with that being comes that feeling. That's gratitude. That's what gratitude feels like. This is true gratitude. It's not the forcing of you to think about things that you're grateful for that have happened in the past or will happen in the future necessarily. It's about just experiencing the fullness of this present moment with no expectation of anything being better than what it is right here, right now. That quiet calm, that peace, that feeling, that's true gratitude. Just let that settle in your body so you can become familiar with it. There's no need to think. There's no need to use your mind to come up with reasons to feel grateful. It just sits there quietly behind the thoughts that you're constantly thinking, ready to rise to the surface when you clear way for it. When you're ready, you just open your eyes. Just come back into the room. That's gratitude, ladies. And it's been a journey for me to really experience that, but I've been doing so much work about living in the present moment and understanding the ego and how the mind really works, that I realized that once I created space between my thoughts to just be, like just be, not think, be, I realized that that feeling that was underneath that, that trueness, that's actually what gratitude is. It's just this sense of just being in this moment with no need to be anywhere else. And I hope you felt that, even if you just got a small glimpse of that for a moment. I really hope you felt that. Because that's what grounds you. That's what resets you. That's the truth. That's the default setting for you. And I wanted to share that with you today. So ladies, I am going to, at the time of recording this now, it's 2:22. If that is not the perfect time to finish this podcast recording, I don't know what is. But it is 2:22 and I'm going to wrap things up here. And I really hope that you got a lot out of that episode today, and that if you are someone that identifies with being impatient on some level, that you start to feel like you've got ways forward without having to really push and force yourself to not feeling a particular way anymore. Really want to lean into ways that can just be simple and easy and just very soulful for you just to connect with the truth of who you really are and understand that impatience is just this conditioning that exists in your mind. And when you clear space, it doesn't exist anymore. And that all lives in the present moment. And that's really what the message is I wanted to share with you. Okay. All right, beautiful ladies, that is a wrap from me today. What I do want to do, though, is I just wanted to reach out to anyone that's out there that's listening that is in a space right now in their business and their life where they have some big dreams and goals for the year ahead, where they really want to put themselves out there to serve at a higher level, to impact at a higher level, you know, to create a ripple effect in their business, in their life. And to really step into that power to create something that is just epic this year. And if that's you, then I have some spaces open in my private coaching practice. And I would absolutely love to chat with you some more about how it is that I can help you with whatever it is that you want to create this year in your business. I managed to create some pretty epic success last year in my business in 2019 from scratch, from absolute zero, to just shy of $100,000 in revenue in about 10 months, which, you know, as I've started to speak those words, it seems pretty, yeah, it's pretty grounding to say that. But I'm incredibly proud of myself and I, you know, really did a lot of inner work on myself last year. And it was doing that work that allowed me to show up in a way that allowed me to serve and impact people on a greater level. And I'm really ready to share so much of that with people that are ready to go on that journey with me. So if you're interested, then you can reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram or over at hello@themanifestingmums.com. Just send me a message, say, hey, Gemma, I'd love to chat to you about your coaching. And we can just jump on a call and just have a chat. I'll see where you're at. And if I feel like my coaching is something that can help you, then we can talk about more details with it. But I would absolutely love to work with you. I'm only holding space for a very small amount of clients this year. I'm actually only holding space for a small amount of clients and students this year because I'm going to work with people on a much deeper level. I'm just feeling really called to do that this year. So this opportunity won't be open to a lot of people at all. And I would absolutely love to work with you. If you're feeling called to find out some more, you can reach out to me there. So other than that, have a beautiful day. And I'll see you on the very next episode of the Manifesting Mum podcast.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Manifesting Mum podcast. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love you to subscribe, rate, and review over on iTunes. See you at the next episode.